I was nervous, but the others were excited, especially when people started to notice the master on the donkey. Then the gossip started to spread among the gathering crowds. Who is that? Is that the prophet Yeshua? Is that the one from Nazareth and Galilee? The news rippled through the people, lined on either side of the street. Some laid down their cloaks. Others were cutting down branches from palm trees and waving them about before laying them down on the road. With every few steps, the crowd got bigger and the noise grew louder. I kept an eye out for Roman soldiers, but they seemed to be keeping their distance. There were a few Pharisees trying to blend into the crowds, but even they held back. As far as I could tell, we were safe for now. There wasn't going to be any lynching yet. I hated the tension, the fear. It was palpable, yet Yeshua seemed somehow calm, ready. Here in the city, death seemed like the last thing on the crowd's mind. The cheers, the smiles, and the laughter of all appeared completely genuine. People were praising the Master, calling out to Yeshua, greeting him as their long-dreamed-of Saviour. Hosanna to David's son! Blessed is he who comes in God's name! Hosanna in the highest heaven! Some of the disciples were loving it. They were probably remembering what it was like when the crowds in Galilee had welcomed and praised Yeshua then too. Others, like Kephas, Toam, and especially Judah, looked weary, like they were troubled by it all. I could feel my head starting to ache from the pressure. I wanted to do everything right. I wanted to make sure that the Master's wishes were carried out exactly as he wanted. But I also wanted us to get away from here. I had a hunch that things would turn ugly at any moment. I glanced around at Yeshua, sitting there, swaying gently on the donkey, his feet almost touching the ground, the faintest trace of a smile on his face. I never did get to ask him about what was going through his mind that day, but now I have an idea how all this would change so fast. After the Master finished his ride on the donkey up by the temple, he spent the day with everyday people, talking, listening, and teaching. His message was clear. He was going to be lifted up from the earth, that he was going to be killed for us all. But no one seemed to take it on board as reality. No one appeared to understand or believe. It was like the true implication of what was playing out in front of us all fell like sand through people's fingers. Yeshua had told us that this would happen, but I too had been blind to what the prophet Isaiah had warned. For this people's heart had become calloused. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them.